Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. There may be uncertainty around us, and at times we may even feel overwhelmed during this season. But may the desire of our hearts be for God's presence to fill our hearts and minds with His grace, love, wisdom, and with His glory. Let's consider how, even in times like this, we can honor and glorify our Father in heaven. And let's choose to pray for others, especially our leaders and those in authority during a time like this. Let's pray like never before, as the world needs our Lord. Our scripture for today is from Haggai 2 verses 6 to 7 and 1 Timothy 2 verses 1 to 4. Let us hear from Mary Lynn.
Let's hear what the Lord says He will do and what He asks us to do. From Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, this is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. And from the New Testament, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
So let us be determined this week to stand together in obedience to God's word and pray for each other and for those in leadership positions to lead us well according to God's will and direction. We are all given the special assignment to shine, bring hope, and share our faith with those who are close to us and with those God places on our paths. But often the table of our lives is so loaded with information and busyness that we forget the importance of reaching beyond our borders, to pray for the world around us, our communities, our countries, and our global leaders. Let us be intentional about growing in our prayer life and lifting our gaze to all that is going on around us. And let us call on the name of the Lord as we confidently trust in Him. May we be relentless in praying for our world and for all those who don't yet know the Lord. It is God who holds the power to change a heart and turn a life around. He is in control, no matter what happens. Today we have the opportunity to proclaim afresh that Jesus is the Lord of our lives and to submit all, every area of our lives, to Him. He is our Savior and Lord. We can be confident that in and through His strength and wisdom, we have hope and a bright future. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
And I'm asking you to pray and follow this prayer prompt. The world, meaning the leadership of the world, whether it's the leadership of a country, the leadership of a province, the leadership of a town, of a company, the leadership of a home, but the leadership of the world needs our Lord and our Father.
Lord, the world needs your mercy and your grace.
Yes, Lord, and I think the world needs just your wisdom. Holy Spirit, come and give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Lord, the world needs your love.
Lord, the world needs repentance and revival, salvation in Jesus Christ.
And Lord, help us, each one of us, to show them the way to you, to reach out, to be prepared at all times to tell them of the hope that we have in you. Thank you, Lord.
The world needs to see your love through us so that they will want to follow you never a person, only you.
Lord, the world needs your conviction and your forgiveness.
Passion, your empathy, and just teach us how to value people as leaders.
Lord, the world needs your heart. We need to see others with your love and your heart and your eyes, Father.
Lord, the world needs your truth so that everyone can see and live your truth.
Lord, the world needs to know that you are true and that you are alive.
Lord, the world needs your love and your compassion. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and your feet, Lord, your arms. Help us to love those that are lost, in Jesus' name.
Lord, the world needs your word to be preached.
Lord, the world needs your compassionate care, your light, Father God.
Lord, we all acknowledge that without you we can do nothing. And we just want to express that it is true then and it is true now. And Lord, in 2021 we ask and we confess again that the world, but each one of us too, need you, for without you we can do nothing.
Father, thank you. It's because of you that we can ask these things. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.